This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Watch the greenbacks tumble.
Everyone all set? Yeah? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. You're dialed set correctly to USA Prepares. We broadcast 2 hours from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. Monday through Friday, 9 to 11 a.m. Brad is engineering the broadcast in Minnesota. I'm Vincent Fennelli. And live with us in Australia is Gwyneth Isaacs. Welcome, Gwyneth.
Hello, Vincent. How are you this morning?
I feel so good. I'm doing great. And I'm really looking forward to today's broadcast. Talking about bugging out. And who knows better about bugging out than Gwyneth Isaacs? You've done it for multiple reasons, but yeah, you have left the safety of home, the safety of a roof, heat, electricity, and gone out to parts yet to be discovered until you got there with your family and experienced firsthand what it's really like, and the dangers, all the situations that you can encounter, you know, lack of food, lack of water, how do you bathe, how do you stay safe, how do you protect yourself from the elements and two-legged predators and four-legged predators and bugs and snakes, and I mean all those things that we don't really think about are out there for your at your 24/7. They're out there.
Yep, that's about the sum of it.
Hey, if
things have to be pretty bad at home for you to make that decision. And
yeah,
for us, things certainly were, because in my particular case, we had a pair of two of the most notorious pedophiles in the state living around the corner from us, and they were stalking my sons. And at the time, my boys were, they would have been around about 5 and 7 years old when we moved into that house. When we decided to get out of there, they would have been about 9 and about 11 years old. You know, it could be a year or two different, you know, year or two either way, depending on where the birthdays fell. I think they both had their birthdays by then. But it has to be pretty bad at home for you to make that decision. But there's any number of reasons why you would want to do that if you were facing a natural disaster, like, for instance, Hurricane Harvey, Hurricane Irma. If you had a situation where there was domestic violence and you were a woman, and if you had creepy predators living around the corner, as it was in my case, it's something that takes a bit of planning, okay? But in the case of a natural disaster, you may not have that much time to plan. So hence the need to have the box that we described yesterday. If you're in an area that's prone to a certain type of natural disaster, to have that box made up. When I was in New Zealand, they said all the time, but, you know, that's because I lived in Rotorua. In the middle of a caldera, okay, a Yellowstone-type caldera, and they advised us to have a box made up at all times because if the volcano decided to go hot, then we probably wouldn't have much time to get out, you know. Just imagine if you were living, I don't know, probably about 10 kilometres from the Old Faithful geyser, at the heart of the Yellowstone Park. That's about how far we live from the Pohutu geyser in Rotorua. And that's their answer to Old Faithful. Basically, it's in our humble opinion, it's just as impressive. And people, Hollywood stars, royalty, Eleanor Roosevelt, travelled to New Zealand back in the day to see the Pohutu geyser. How's that? And
yeah.
Just around the corner from where we were living, there was a set of streets, and one of them was called Theodore Crescent, the other one was called Eleanor Crescent, and guess what road linked them? Roosevelt Road. That was just around the corner, and they named that particular subdivision after the president and his wife. So there you go. But this is it. If you're living in such a place, you need to have, or if you're in such a circumstance, you need to have a bug-out plan ready to go at a moment's notice. And in our case, we got a van together. It was a Nissan E20 in our case, camper van. I would recommend, if you can, to get a camper van, if you know that you might have to do this sort of thing, because it's about the most comfortable way to live, and it gives you the most flexibility. And being a one-ton van, you can park in a regular parking spot. You don't have to find a special sort of parking spot to live. But that, of course, depends on your circumstances, and especially with children. And we had a dog as well. In fact, we had a couple of dogs. One of them had to be rehomed before we left. But the other one, she was good enough for us to be able to take with us. And we thought that was probably a good idea because she was a Rottweiler cross. And so she had multiple functions, and she was trained as a hunting dog as well. And so along the journey, she served multiple functions. She was a security patrol, and she absolutely was devoted to my sons and I. And she was beautiful. And she also basically fed herself, although she was cunning. She would usually kill the animal that she'd captured. We wouldn't let her out in rural areas, obviously. We would let her out in, you know, more outback-type areas. And she would go and she would hunt. But you know, unfortunately, she didn't actually bring that much home. But we had the van quite well stocked with stock powders, noodles, things like pasta, potatoes, carrots, and onions. And I also had a pretty good knowledge of what herbs were edible. So, and that and the occasional bought meal, we managed to make it. We went, we were probably camping out for about 3 months across the Australian outback. And that was that we would, you know, camp out somewhere, and then government check day would come around, and then we would I would go and buy fuel, and I would go and buy some supplies, and then we would move, and then we would camp for another week in our new location. And that's basically how we managed it. And doing it that way, it took us around about 3 months to get across the continent of Australia. So there we go.
As you say that,
yeah.
How important is it being on the move when you're bugging out?
It depends on your circumstances. With us, I had a fairly good idea that there would be people who would want to know, hostile people, who would want to know where we were. And in fact, there were. So for us, it was important to keep a low profile, to keep to fairly isolated areas,
mm-hmm.
and to basically live off the grid as much as we could. So, of course, you have to stop for fuel. Of course, you have to stop for water.
Mm-hmm.
But I can't underestimate here how important it is to know how to pray to God. Okay, because there were certain situations where things could have gone very, very badly for us indeed. And because I prayed, and like I said yesterday, one of the most important items of your kit is your Bible. And even better is to do the old Sunday school thing and do memory verses. But don't wait until you need to get out of there to start reading your Bible, because it was sometimes the Bible stories that I knew, and I would ask God for help, and he would bring a particular Bible story to my remembrance. And there's a great number of them about people having to survive stretches in the wilderness, both with and without people hot on the tail. And, it's remarkable, because when I followed the advice that was in that particular scripture, we were generally okay. And, it was still precarious. It is going to be precarious for you, even in a natural disaster situation, where you're not going to be the only one bugging out, because, obviously in a situation of natural disaster, there's going to be lots and lots of other people who are in the same circumstance. Some of those people are going to be good people, and some of them are going to be bad people. And you have to have the common sense to discern very, very quickly who is who, to stay away from the bad ones, and
yeah.
possibly make allegiances with the good ones.
Right.
If you
we'll
can.
Be right back.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral. Neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, I got a short announcement. Tonight at the Holiday Inn in Springfield, Missouri, on Glenstone Avenue, North Glenstone, Holiday Inn, Dr. Joel Wallach will be there, 7 o'clock tonight. So Dr. Joel Wallach, 7 o'clock tonight, it's free. If you'd like to meet USA Prepares instructor Dr. Joel Wallach in Springfield, Missouri, the Holiday Inn on Glenstone, North Glenstone, tonight. Starts at 7 o'clock. 7 o'clock tonight, Dr. Joel Wallach, Holiday Inn, North Glenstone, Springfield, Missouri. And, you know, you heard the commercial for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine. I take it. And just for the segment started, I came back into the studio after taking my Nutriodine. And that's one of the protocols that I'm on to get better. Seriously, I'm not exaggerating. I'm not embellishing. I'm just telling you the way it is. And I'm going to give you a full report as to how the supplements that I've been taking, in my opinion, have affected my health. As soon as I have more information, I will share that with you. So one of the things that I'm doing is Nutriodine, Nutramedicals by Dr. Bill Deagle. Gwyneth Isaacs is with us. Gwyneth, I just wanted to share something with you. We were talking about religion, and one of the things that has been bothering me is these mega churches, and specifically Joel Osteen and his mega church and his multi-millions that he has been accumulating from his church members. and his reluctance to let the riffraff come into his nice carpeting in his mega church. With the superstorm, Hurricane Harvey. And it bothered me. It bothered me because his church is built on the backs of the little people, you know? And I used the term riffraff, and I meant that not in a negative way. What I meant was, I guess it would be maybe his opinion, I'm surmising, that these people are soaking wet and might have mud on their feet. Who wants them to come into his church? But those are the people who built the church, the little people. And so I happened to be chatting with a guy yesterday. I made a new friend for about 10 seconds until I said something about these pastors and these multimillionaire pastors of churches and praise the Lord and how they've accumulated millions of dollars. And the guy that I was talking to is furious with me because they deserve the right to make as much money as they can. I guess I'm confused because I thought that one of the pillars of religion was to help the little people, help the poor, and not accumulate wealth based on the backs of the little people. Now, I know the Catholic Church and other churches have done it, and they've kind of concealed it pretty well. However, you know, the priests, they're supposed to be, they're supposed to take a vow of poverty, and the nuns, a vow of poverty. But the pastors of these large churches have made millions and millions and millions of dollars. And it's upsetting to me. But this new friend who, I guess, unfriended me after about 10 seconds of me talking about two things. One was these churches.
Yep. Well, I'll tell you what. My husband, before I met him, he actually was a minister of religion in the Pentecostal church. He was an ordained minister of the Christian Revival Crusade. And do you know something? He had a mission to the poor. And his missionary building, I don't think it had carpet. It had about 32 rooms, and it was over four stories in the middle of Fitzroy. And it was next to the Hell's Angels headquarters. Perfect location for such a ministry. You know something? It didn't matter how much mud people had on their feet. And instead of relying on donations for his ministry, he was a painter and decorator, and he would work two and sometimes three jobs to keep the mission going. And he funded it out of his own pocket. If you're going to do a work for God, by all means, go for it. But try and find, you know, some other way to fund it other than from the backs of the people who can probably afford it least. That's my advice.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Gwyneth Isaacs is with us, and we've been talking about bugging out, and I mentioned Joel Osteen and mega millionaires and mega churches and my displeasure with them. Jay in Iowa, you have a comment?
Yeah, I originally had the same sentiment you do, and while I do not agree with Joel Osteen's teachings, you know, with his, you know, sin as you will, you know, because it's all forgiven, you know, and all this, you know, his congregation as the storm was hitting and whatnot, they were inside preparing, and they were doing inflating rafts, inflatable rafts, to go out to the people to bring them in. And after they were set, you know, after everything was done inside of the church, then they opened up the church to the people, you know, to bring them in. But they were preparing to bring people in. I mean, it you know, Houston is a very big city, and I haven't been able to get down there yet. I have a load going down to Temple, so I'll be able to tell you what I see there. But
yeah, what about the fact that the news said there was some flooding in the church, and that really wasn't exactly true, because it was pictures of previous flooding, not current flooding, and so forth. And so, what about that? I mean, that's what I read. That they weren't able to accept, you know, the victims because of flooding. Well, they weren't flooded, according to the pictures that I saw.
Well, I have, my wife has some Facebook friends that live in Houston, and they said that they were preparing, you know, they were filling up the life rafts and, you know, airing those things up and getting food prepared and everything, you know, so that when the church was ready, that they could bring the people in. I mean, yeah, and eventually they did.
Yeah, eventually.
You know, it wasn't on everybody's, you know, well, you know, we want to open now, you know, well, you know, I would like to, you know, I would, you know, right now it's 9:30, and I would really like, you know, for Bass Pro Shops to be open right now, but they're not open right now, so, you know.
So I had a neighbor, and I called him up, and I was running for the board of directors of an electric cooperative, and I said, hey, I just want to let you know that I'm taking a page out of your book. You ran for county commissioner, and I'm going to run for the board of directors. Would you consider signing the petition? He goes, well, oh, geez, oh, caught me off guard. So I caught him off guard by asking him if he would support his neighbor. I mean, his next door neighbor, not the guy, right, not a neighbor, you know, 5 miles away. I'm talking about our fence and his fence is the same fence. Okay. And he wasn't prepared. Now, what does it take to be prepared for, you know, when people are knocking at your door saying, hey, listen, it's really bad and I haven't eaten. I'm freezing cold. I'm soaking wet. Can you help me? Well, you know, I'm getting ready. You know, I'll let you know. Come on, Jay, I'm not buying it. I'm not buying it. I'd like to buy it.
Right.
I'd like to say, boy, you know, he was really trying to help people, but I'm not buying it. I've read stories about him and his wife and how they are not all that polite when they fly commercial flights. They're pretty demanding.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, I'm sure you read them too. So I have a tough time with people who are, praise the Lord, let's thank the Lord, and that's what they say, but they do not exactly the same thing. Okay? Me, I haven't, you know, I haven't set foot in a Catholic church in 15 or 20 years. But that doesn't mean that I'm not spiritual. That doesn't mean that I don't believe in God. That doesn't mean that I don't go to my church on my John Deere tractor or my International tractor or my Ford tractor as I'm going around in circles. Just me and my God, you know,
right.
Talking about things, giving thanks. That's kind of my church. And by the way, Mrs. Finelli has her church is in the same place. When she's on the International tractor, raking hay, she's talking to the Lord, giving thanks. Okay? So we don't have to, by the way, and I just don't throw $20 bills out of my back pocket as I'm going around raking hay or baling hay or cutting hay. Okay? Which you are required to do in a formal church, right? It's a pretty strong suggestion. And they have facial recognition cameras in these churches, you know, just to make sure you're okay and you're not sick and you're there tithing, you know, as directed. I mean, really?
In the subject of tithing, and uh-huh. I have personally experienced this, in the book of Malachi, God says, on this one subject, you can test me, you know, on anything else, God says, don't test me. But on this one subject, and I did this, and I didn't care where the money went, because I knew I was doing it for God. And in time, you know, over a period of time, you know, God rewarded me and built me up, because I was at a very, very low place, and God said, go ahead, test me on this and see if I don't give it back to you, you know, hundredfold. And so far this year I've made $48,000, and I've never ever made that before in my life. So tithing does. And it is between you and God.
Yeah, between you and God, not between you and Joel Osteen, right?
Right.
It's just, you know, I got to ask you, though, if God is all-knowing, all-powerful, why does he need money?
He doesn't. Mm-hmm. However, his servants, and those that are trustworthy and loyal to God and doing his actual service put that money to use.
Yeah. Well, and you said I believe something like you don't really care where it goes. I do. I don't donate to any organized charity. However, because I've learned about them over the years how they
right.
squander money. But I do help people directly, okay? If someone needs something and I can provide it, whether it be Federal Reserve notes or whether it be food or help with supplements, I will do that.
Yeah.
However, I do care where it goes because I used to help this guy who was, we'll call him down on his luck. Okay, he was down on his luck. And I would pay for his meals at a restaurant. Until one day, I saw, you know, I'd go to the waitress and I'd say, I'd like to pay for that, you know, the man with the red shirt. I'd like to pay for his dinner. And
right.
I don't want him to know. And I would say that. It would be week after week after week. And then one day, I saw he got there early and he had two mixed drinks. That was it.
Sure.
That was the end.
Yeah.
That was the end. Okay, I'm not doing that. So I do care where it goes. Jay, I've got to run. Gwyneth, did you have any comments?
Well, it's like this. I try to give when I can. But you know something? In the Bible, it talks about when you give that you should give to widows and you should give to orphans. And that the tithe paid to the widows and to the orphans is just as valid as the tithe that's paid directly to the priest. Well, I am a widow, and my sons are orphans. And nevertheless, we are actually exempted from the tithe, being the recipients of the tithe, instead of the, you know, having to pay it. But nevertheless, I give a certain amount of my money, and I give an amount of my time. If you added it up over the year, it would probably be several weeks or maybe up to a month or two each year in my labor on working on topics that God specifically wants me to work on, namely upholding the British Common Law, which is based on the King James Version of the Holy Bible and is God's law for the English-speaking people. And if there's not people who are there to uphold and to, you know, stand by the British common law, then and to educate people about it, it's going to fall by the wayside. And the results for all of us will be slavery. And that also goes into, as well, American common law. So educating people about the amendments, which also goes into my USA Prepares work as well, the importance, the British common law way has a different way of putting it, okay? It's not so explicitly said, but you have the right to bear arms. You have the right to habeas corpus, which is the Fourth Amendment. You have the right to freedom of speech and freedom of religion, which is the First Amendment. And you have the right to privacy, which is once again the Fourth Amendment. All the amendments are all in there, in the original British Common Law. But
hold that thought.
So
hold that thought.
My name is Lean. I'm 41. I've been using One World Wave for 2.5 years now. I suffered a bulged L4 and L5 disc from a car accident 3 years ago, and since that time I've been unable to walk long distances, do any minor lifting, or just normal activities with my children without having severe back pain. Since I've started using One World Way, I've been able to walk more, engage in activities with my children, and have less lower back pain. One World Way has helped me regain back my strength, confidence, and have a healthier life. I've noticed a weight loss of about 20 pounds, my A1C dropped 2 points, and I have more energy now. One World Way has helped me regain back my life.
The results for clients on One World Way have surpassed the results for most any other supplements, as well as all other whey protein powders. One World Way is non-denatured and frequency encoded. We believe the frequency encoding increases your body's production of glutathione and energy production. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com. Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees, and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
It's gonna be sliding. What are today's hot? Thank God, you're take my when you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
You know, Gwyneth, right now, at this moment, more than 13 million Floridians, 62% of the state, remain without power.
Wow.
It's pretty serious. It's pretty serious. And, you know, when you think about that, that's no heat, no air conditioning. If you have well water, you probably don't have water to, you know, the water did run downhill in your area, you know, how do you pump water without electricity? So I'm sure some people have generators, and I hope they kept them high enough so that they didn't get waterlogged. But another thing is, you know, these underground storage tanks for gasoline and diesel, you know, just a small little hole in the cap. Water will run down there and
contaminate the water supply.
Yeah,
not
and also
only that,
also
septic tanks and sewage treatment facilities are going to be flooded out.
Right, and cross connected. Yeah, so what we have is, you know, when you pull into these filling stations, these gas stations, if you will, they have these caps that you drive over, and that's where they fill up the underground tanks. Well, if there's a slight leak in the cap, water will, you know, if you've got flooding, water can go into the fuel tanks underground, and your vehicle will not run on water. Yeah, yeah. And so that's a problem. Now, yeah, there are fuel filters on the dispensing pumps, yes. But if there's a failure there, you can get water in your fuel tank. A number of people have experienced that over the years. A couple drops of water in diesel fuel will shut down the engine. couple ounces of water will easily shut down a gasoline engine, you know, if there's water in the tank. So that's something to think about. So, you know, Florida's it's going to be a tough row to hoe to clean it up. There are utility workers. There's a network of more than 50,000 of them on their way to Florida, and some of them may already be there. But what a mess. What a mess. What a coordination effort it is, when you think about it, to get all these wires back up in the air, replace power poles. Where are all those power poles that got knocked over? Where are they going to come from? I guess they're going to have to come from out of state, because Florida probably doesn't have enough of them, you know, in their inventory to replace all of them. All the wire. I know they don't have all the wire. So a lot of parts are needed, and they're going to have to come from elsewhere around the country. So it's going to be a big effort, and of course Texas as well. Devastation was pretty widespread. So, yes.
And how do you suppose, how many electrical transformers do you suppose have been shorted out and destroyed? I haven't heard anyone talking about nuclear power plants in Florida. I don't know if there are any.
Well, yes, there are. Yes, there are. And they were in the path of the storm. So it was quite serious. We could have had a Fukushima, you know, where the grid went down and the cooling pumps weren't able to cool the nuclear reactors. It could have happened. Fortunately, I have not read any reports about that, which is great news.
Yeah. They can put them into a shutdown mode, which is much safer for the plant. And I think that they actually did this in the case of Irma, but apparently not in the case of Harvey.
Well, I read a report, and I don't know if they did, but I read a report that they were going to shut down the nuclear reactors, or some of them in Florida. So the bottom line is...
I certainly hope they did.
Yeah, the bottom line is most of us are downwind from nuclear reactors. That's kind of dangerous. And I wish we had never built these darn things. However, we have. And what would... you know, if you want to talk to someone who is a real advocate of their industry, just go talk to someone in the power industry, the electric power industry. they will defend their industry almost to the death. And it's an industry that is polluting the planet, electromagnetic radiation, as well as air pollution, as well as ground
pollution, as well as ground and nuclear.
They've done a lot of damage to the planet. However, most people would say, that's okay, because I need electricity. Gwyneth, we'll be right back after the top of the hour news and commercial announcements. We're talking about bugging out, and we'll talk about what you really need to think about. And how it really is dangerous bugging out, because you're leaving everything that you know about.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque, and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Did you know children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Credit alerts will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does, and here's an exciting offer just for you. Go to LibertyID.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. Use promo code FREETRIAL and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. LibertyID.com. LibertyID.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death.
At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.